Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Peter Regalado. And today we're going to look into the Easter Vigil. Today is Holy Saturday. And tonight is the Easter Vigil. And so, our story with St. Peter Regalado begins now. Be a messenger of light and beacon of hope. That's what our Lord is calling for us to be and to do. If you would root out from your soul every vice, and in their place plant the virtues, be a man of prayer. For in this is obtained the unction and grace of the Holy Spirit, who teaches all things. And when we get to heaven, St. Peter, he will tell, "Just another soldier reporting, sir. I've served my time in hell." That's referring to a soldier's prayer. St. Peter Regalado, throughout most of his life, St. Peter went hungry. He lived only on bread and water. Immediately after his death on March 30, 1456, his grave became a place of pilgrimage. He was canonized in 1746, and Peter was an effective leader of the friars because he did not become ensnared in anger and over the sins of others. Miraculous stories are told about his charity to the poor. For example, the bread never seemed to run out as long as Peter had hungry people to feed. So like kind of like the multiplication of loaves kind of thing. And throughout most of his life, Peter went hungry. He lived only on bread and water. And immediately after his death on March 30th, 1456, his grave became a place of pilgrimage. And he lived at a very busy time in history. The Great Western Schism between 1378 and 1417 was settled at the Council of Constance, 1414 to 1418. France and England were fighting the Hundred Years' War, and in 1453, the Byzantine Empire was completely wiped out by the loss of Constantinople to the Turks. At Peter's death, the age of printing had just begun in Germany. And Columbus, his arrival in the New World was less than 40 years away. So Peter came from a wealthy and pious family in Spain, and at age 13, he was allowed to enter the conventual Franciscans. Shortly after his ordination, he was made superior of the friary, and he became part of a group of friars who wanted to lead a life of greater poverty and penance. In 1442, he was appointed head of all the Spanish Franciscans in his reform group. And at a hermitage, he found solitude, the poverty and the climate of prayer that he had longed for. And already in life, he accomplished many miracles and was favored with great mystical gifts. On the day of the Annunciation in 1453, Peter was transported by the angels from the monastery to another monastery where there was an image of the Virgin, which he loved so much. He collected himself in prayer and then returned to recite the morning prayers, leaving in a tone in astonishment the friars of both communities. Can you imagine that? Wow. Well, we see that in the Bible and other saints as well. He died in the order of sanctity on March 30th, 1456. Peter was born in 1390 from a noble family of Hebrew descent. After the death of his father, when Peter had just returned, he was just turned 13, his mother granted him permission to enter the Franciscan monastery at his native city. And he took the name and he became known as Saint Peter Rigoletto. And so as a friar, he led by a great example. A special love of the poor and the sick characterized him. Miraculous stories are told about his charity to the poor. You know, bread never seemed to run out as long as Peter had hungry people to feed. And throughout most of his life, he went hungry himself. He lived on bread and water. And immediately after his death on March 30th, 1456, his grave became a place of pilgrimage, and he was canonized in 1746. And he was an effective leader of the friars because he did not become ensnared in anger over the sins of others. And Peter helped sinning friars rearrange the priorities in their lives and dedicated themselves to living the gospel of Jesus Christ as they had vowed. This patient correction is an act of charity available to all Franciscans, not just to supervisors. Franciscan rule, and from 1404, he followed him. The Franciscan rule followed him where he had found the solitude, the poverty, and the climate of prayer that he had longed for. And already in life, he accomplished many miracles and was favored with mystical gifts. On the day of the Annunciation in 1453, this is amazing. Peter was transported by the angels from one monastery to another, where there was an image of the Virgin, which he loved. Man, that's amazing. He collected himself in prayer and then returned to recite his morning prayers. So many miracles are attributed to him while alive, and even more after his martyrdom. He was canonized by Pope Innocent IV on March 9th, 1253, the fastest canonization in papal history. St. Peter, the martyr's feast day, is 6 April, although the Dominican brothers celebrated on 4 June. And after his death, his place on March 31st in 1451, his grave became a place of pilgrimage. And when his body was exhumed 36 years later, it was found incorrupt and placed in a more precious tomb. He was beatified by Pope Innocent XI on 11 March 1684, and canonized by Pope Benedict the 16th on 29, no, not 16th, the 14th, on 29 June 1746. And his feast day is celebrated on 13 May, which is another big day. This was 13 May was the day that the Virgin Mary appeared to the children of Fatima. So that's a great day. And this day of the translation of his body, it was found to be incorrupt. And his heart, in art, he is represented with flames bursting from his heart, representing that he had love for the poor and he had love for those he served. And it reminds us of the love that Jesus has us in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So when you see some art images of St. Peter here, you will see flames bursting from his heart. You just can't contain that love that he has. The Lord and Our Lady cannot either, really. So you could just see the images of these flames that burned for love for us. So again, you know, at Peter's death, the age of printing had just begun in Germany, and Columbus, his arrival in the New World was less than 40 years away. So in time and space, St. Peter Rigoletto, he was just at a very, very important time, just as our time is very important today. And today is the Easter Vigil. Today, tonight will be the Easter Vigil, and millions of catechumens will be received into the Holy Catholic Church throughout the world today. Thousands are being prepared here in the United States from all over the country. And can't you just hear that glory? Can't you just hear the angels who actually, can you imagine the angels taking St. Peter Rigoletto from one monastery to another so that he can enjoy a picture that he loves of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and then he'd be brought back to his monastery so he could do his morning prayers. Wow. I mean, that's just having the angels taking you around like that. That's better than the automobile, isn't it? Oh, man, that just, I'm just, I love my guardian angel. And I love Jesus and Mary, and I love St. Joseph, and I love my guardian angel. But just to see how, the Lord working in the lives of these precious saints, and today being the Easter Vigil and the glory. For the Easter Vigil tonight. And so we're going to do we're getting ready for Easter tomorrow. where the cross, the Easter Vigil, the cross is the central symbol of the Paschal candle. The Christians, the Greek letters Alpha and Omega, show that God is the beginning and the end. And during the Easter Vigil, the priest marks the candle during the candle's blessing. The first marks begin making the sign of the cross a vertical line, first followed by the horizontal line, makes the sign of the cross. And the cross is the Christian symbol that reminds us death has been defeated. And for many believers, there is no greater symbol in Christianity than the cross. The second mark is recognizing Jesus is the same yesterday and today at the beginning and the end. This is done with the Greek letters Alpha and Omega. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The Alpha symbol is placed on the top of the bar of the cross made earlier around the candle's center, and the Omega symbol is placed below the cross. And once the Alpha and Omega are finished, the priest then says, all time belongs to him, and all the ages to him. Be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. While carving the year into the candle surrounding the cross. After the recognition that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the symbolic wounds of Christ are marked in the cross that was just carved at the appropriate places. The priest says, by his holy and glorious wounds, may Christ the Lord guard us and protect us. Amen. And as the priest says, by his holy, he puts his first nail in the candle's mark, cross symbolizing the crown of thorns. As the priest says, and glorious wounds, he puts the second nail in the middle of the cross, representing the spear that pierced Jesus' side. And as the priest says, may Christ the Lord, he puts the third nail at the bottom of the cross, symbolizing the wounds in Jesus' feet. As the priest says, guard us, he places the fourth nail in the right hand of Christ. And finally, as the priest says, and protect us, amen, he places the fifth and final nail in the left hand of Christ. And these nails represent the five wounds of Christ. Now, these are signs here. The light of Christ that illuminates the darkness. The fire, it represents Christ's resurrection. Grains of incense, these represent the five wounds of Christ. The Alpha and the Omega, Christ is the beginning and the end of all things. The cross, it represents Christ and his eternal light. And the year, it reminds us of God's presence here and now. So that's what the Easter candle, the significance of the Easter candle, the Paschal candle. Now, Holy Saturday, also called Easter Vigil, Christian religious observance that ends the Lenten season, falling on the day before Easter Sunday. And the observance commemorates the final day of Christ's death, which is traditionally associated with his triumphant descent into hell. The Easter Vigil is the most important night for the church. It is the ultimate night of revival. Basically, it is a night of preparation for Easter Sunday and for the whole next year of the church's mission. The Easter Vigil, also known as the Paschal Vigil, is the Catholic liturgical rite and celebrates the resurrection of Christ after his crucifixion. And so the Paschal Vigil is the oldest and most important rite dating back over 1,000 years. And so the day is also associated with the ancient traditions of the harrowing of hell, in which Jesus Christ is said to have descended into hell after his death on the cross. And the Easter Vigil is the first celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and is marked by the lighting of the Paschal candle. And the next day, on Holy Saturday, there is no morning mass before the Easter Vigil. The church remains empty, quiet, and dark. And before the celebration of Christ's resurrection, today we await Christ's imminent resurrection, resting with him in the darkness. And the Holy Father explains the symbols of the Easter Vigil: light, water, and the Alleluia. On this holy night, the church keeps watch, celebrating the resurrection of Christ in the sacraments and awaiting his return in glory. It is the turning point of the Triduum, the Passover of the New Covenant, which marks Christ's passage from death to life. A hallmark of any Catholic vigil is scripture readings, and the Easter Vigil does not disappoint. It has more scripture readings than any other liturgy in the church's rites. The readings of the Easter Vigil highlight the entire history of the Old Testament leading up to Jesus' resurrection. So Catholics will be welcoming thousands of new U.S. converts this Easter. And the Vatican Yearbook going back to 2016, says that the number of baptized Catholics worldwide hit 1.27 billion people, making up a 17.8% of the global population. And while the number of Catholics as well as Christians in general has been decreasing in Europe over the past decade, it has been growing on almost every other continent. The report said that the African continent has seen the highest growth of any region, with the Catholic population increasing by 41%, and the Catholic community in Asia also grew by 20%. And so we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for our holy Catholic priests. We thank you for the RCIA. We thank you, Lord, for our catechumens. We thank you, Lord, for our instructors and our sponsors. And we thank you, Lord, for those who have been spending this time in preparing for the Easter Vigil, who will be received into the Catholic Church from all over the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the leadership. We thank you for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today and all over the world. And we pray for our priests. We pray for the church in the United States. We pray, Lord, that they would hold fast to the apostolic faith, the deposit of faith as handed down from the apostles on, as we pray for our priests. We will hold fast to our traditions, as St. Paul called for us to do. We will pray for our priests and religious.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Joyous prayer. And we pray for all our Catholic priests around the world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Fired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Eternal Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. We pray for Bishop Dalman and all our bishops around the world. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray, Lord, for our deacons, Lord, who serve your church, Lord. We pray for our deacons. Lord, send your Spirit upon our deacons. Give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministries, Lord. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians peace. Give them strength. And give them courage, Lord. And give them wisdom. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord, to present the sacraments, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for those who sing in your choirs around the world. Watch over each member of our choir, young and old, and help us to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that we who praise you be united by your Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart we will praise and bless you, Lord, and worship you, Lord, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of the souls. And we pray for all those who participate in our choirs around the world. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord, who serve at Holy Mass. And we thank you, Lord, for all those who, and for all who serve at Holy Mass. We pray for our altar servers. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, our hearts are filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And we pray for all children, Lord. We pray for all children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children, loud, proud children.
Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's hiding place, and under your wings, they can always find refuge. Protect them, Lord, from trouble wherever they go, and keep evil far from them, no matter where they are. We will look to you, Lord, as our as their protector, the one who fights for them every day. Heavenly Father, may our children and grandchildren not fear, for you are with them. We thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you've given us. And we pray, Lord, for those, the prodigals, Lord, we pray for those who have left your church. We pray, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we pray for our armed forces, Lord. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for those, our nurses and doctors who work in the hospital. And we pray for those who are ill and sick, who are in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory, Lord. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. Pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed, known to you alone. And we pray, Lord, for them. On this holy night, the angels are active. May they, as they carried St. Peter Regoleto from one monastery to another, may your holy angels here carry us closer and bring us closer to your Sacred Heart, Lord, and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. No greater place to be. And we pray, Lord, for those today who are caught in the eye of the storm. Those who are held bound by terrible addictions, pornography, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, whatever the addiction might be. We pray for deliverance, Lord. For those who are suicidal, considering suicide, who are under the false perception that they may have no other way out. And we pray also for those who are contemplating abortion. So, Lord, may the angels help them, their angels help them see the love emanating from your sacred heart, Lord, of Jesus, Lord, and from the Immaculate Heart of Mary. May they be able to see this and experience this that can change their hearts, that can lift them up out of themselves, that will show them the love that you have for them and the hope they can have in you. May your angels give them, give those caught in the eye of the storm such presentation. And many of them that are in the Easter Vigil tonight being received, many will receive the Grand Slam, Sacramental Grand Slam, being baptized and confirmed and receiving the Holy Eucharist. And may we have a glorious Easter Vigil. A bountiful harvest, Lord, for your glory. And we want to reach out to those who are caught in the eye of the storm. Amen. And Jesus gives us the sign that is at every Mass, the Eucharist. Jesus gives us the Eucharist, which we can receive him, body, blood, soul, divinity, at every Mass in the state of grace. Go to confession, go to Mass, and pray the rosary. Stay alive. Stay alive. I give myself to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I consecrate to him my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that henceforth I shall be unwilling to make use of any part of my being, except for the honor, love, and glory of the Sacred Heart. O most holy Heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you.
Take off your disguise. Whoever told you ain't worth the fight? Cross tells a story how to change your mind. Cause there's only
Amen. O Mary, Virgin most powerful, and Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven, and Refuge of sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart, and we consecrate to you our very being and our whole life and all that we have, all that we love, all that we are. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you.
The Litany of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from thy creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we, who commemorate this sweet and loving heart, may, by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin, merit to be found like to the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, on this blessed night tonight, Easter Vigil, may our hearts burn for love of our Lord and our Lady and the host of heaven. Amen. And preparing to go to Iraq, we were at Fort Polk doing some training. And while there, it was during the Easter Vigil, getting ready for Easter. And I was, in the absence of a Catholic priest, I had the Blessed Sacrament with me to do and to put together Catholic service for the Catholic population there at Fort Polk, there in the field. And I had the chaplain assistant who was with his guitar, and we worked on this song as to be a part of our presentation, well, as a part of our communion service that I was able to offer. and the chaplain assistant helped me with this song. And so we will play this song because it's perfect for getting ready for tomorrow morning, Easter. My favorite Easter songs, for real. Roll Away the Stone. And I want to thank, we here at Deeper Truth, we want to thank St. Peter Regalado for entering the gap today. We want to thank him, Lord, and thank all the precious saints. And tomorrow we will have St. Stephen of Marseille, who will be entering the gap tomorrow for Easter. So we want to thank St. Stephen of Marseille for entering the gap tomorrow. So tomorrow Easter vigil, or tomorrow Easter Sunday, we will have St. Stephen of Marseille entering the gap tomorrow. And we thank you, Lord. And we will close today. As we prepare for the Easter Vigil tonight, we will close today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Ivanka Trump, for listening and liking this program today. God bless you and your family. We support Donald Trump, and we support America First. We pray for America. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Catholic Church. for the sacraments. We thank you, Lord, that are life-giving. As we close today, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.